Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Why would my own son do that?
It's a strange world.
Jeff Lutz.
Yeah, I'm disgusted by, they want to know about me.
Be likey.
I do this show daily with someone who's frankly not too entertaining. There you go again, Mr. Humble.
I can feel the love.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. If you'd like to go back and listen to any part of the show, you can do it on the Audacy app, AUDACY, or at KFH Radio under the podcast button. Or you can find out on Twitter. Max posts the full show plus segments of the show.
Wow.
Every single day.
That's amazing.
So, if you want to hear us, and Lord knows you do, there are many options.
Well, they're hearing us right now.
Well, I'm saying if you want to.
Right, but they already
are.
You
see what I'm saying?
But they're listening right now.
I know that, but I'm saying, but if you want to.
I don't get it. If they want to, aren't they?
Of course you don't get it, because I don't want you to get it.
Well, you should want people to get it.
I don't want anybody to get anything.
Well, that's a personal issue, it sounds like.
I don't care who gets what.
Okay.
As long as I get paid at the end of the week.
Really? That's it?
I'm good.
We get paid every 2 weeks.
I get paid every week.
No, you don't.
You're not aware of that, but that's another thing that...
No, I'm not aware of it, and neither are you.
If I wanted to get paid every week, I could.
I think you should try.
Well, what if I do?
Go for it. Doesn't make a difference to me.
Are you getting amped up at all for the Christmas season?
I don't know.
You put up decorations at the house?
Yeah, our tree's up already. I just like hanging out. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know how I feel.
What do you mean?
About the holidays. I don't know. It's
what?
It's different.
How?
Kid's not home. It's just, I don't know.
Well, you got an empty nest, and you guys never had a follow-up child, and here we are.
I haven't yet.
Nah, that's not going to happen. You're in your 50s, both of you.
I'd love to be an old dad.
Yeah, you keep saying that, and the years just keep ticking away.
I'm not old enough yet.
It's pretty pretty alarming.
There's nothing to be alarmed about.
Well, I'm alarmed. Here I am without, I've got the granddaughter, but I don't have another grand.
Well, we'll work on that for you.
Grandchild. I don't know that you will.
Okay.
You don't, are you? Are you, is that a plan?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not a plan.
You're in your late 60s.
It's not a plan. It's not a plan. It's not a plan.
So that's never discussed.
It's not a plan. It's not a plan.
Is it discussed?
I don't think that's, what do you think of?
No, I want an answer to that question.
What do you think of Kofi last
night? I won't answer any questions until
I won't answer any questions until
I get an answer.
No.
What was your question?
What do you think about Kofi turning on Big E?
Predictable.
No, it wasn't. Nobody predicted that.
Of course it was.
Absolutely not.
You knew they were going to be bad guys.
No, you didn't.
Of course you did.
No, you didn't.
Absolutely.
Then why didn't you tell me that yesterday when we talked about it?
I wasn't that involved.
Oh, so you just turned it on to bad guys.
I mean, it's time for them to do something different. You're talking about the New Day in WWE.
I made the statement.
And we're not going to talk about this long because every time I do, I get an email.
No, you don't. But I just...
I do.
I wanted to make the statement. I've only made it to one person, and that's my wife. Kofi Kingston is my favorite wrestler of all time.
Ah, you'll change. Those kind of things mean...
Change?
Yeah.
I'm working on a Mount Rushmore.
Because that wasn't the case before last night.
Yes, it was.
You've never told me that or anybody else.
As I said, I've only told one person. And that was my
you'll
wife.
You'll change that.
No, I won't. Well, I might, but it won't be... I won't change it to someone from the past. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Like he took the mantle away from Eddie Guerrero.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. It's been in the works. It's been building. I've loved Kofi for a long time. But I've only recently said he's my favorite.
Well, good for you.
Good guy.
Is it a little troubling that you're 41?
Well, he's 43. Who cares?
Yeah, he's making a bunch of money.
Yeah, that's good for him.
You're not.
I'd like to hang out with him. We'd probably be friends.
And by the way, can I just say this about WWE? I reached out to get some tickets for some kids in League 42. And Christine Pelekas, is that her name?
Yeah.
She's always great. She gave me an email to send my request to.
Right.
With WWE, community at W, whatever it is.
Sure.
And I've emailed them twice with nothing.
That's unfortunate.
And I don't like that. I don't care for that. Does that make sense? I'd rather have the, I'm sorry we can't accommodate you at this time.
Right.
Email than the, nah, not going to get back to that.
Well, they're not even comping tickets for their wrestlers now. And I agree that they should get back to you.
That's all I want. Whenever I send out a communication, really all I want is a reply.
Oh, man, I'm totally with you.
What do you mean?
I'm totally with you.
When do you do it?
I hate when people don't get back to me.
I do my very best to respond to every single text, email, Facebook message, Twitter message, whatever it is, however you're trying to reach me. You can pretty much bank on a response.
Yeah, I try to be the same way. In fact, somebody texts me right now, I'll get back with you.
People text me all the time.
I don't get that many, but when I do,
I get a million.
It's a highlight because I get to respond, and that's my favorite
thing. I get a bunch.
Of course you do.
Thank you for agreeing to that.
I saw you're up for an Odyssey Award or something.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
Congratulations.
I'm not in the world for awards.
I'll see if I can throw a vote your way. I may or may not
How'd I get nominated? Did you?
Well, I don't think there was a nomination process. It's like community impact, and that's kind of pretty obvious.
Well, who put it up there?
Again, I don't know.
Who am I competing with?
Dara Jewel.
She's involved with the...
She does Wolfstock and a lot of other things.
And we give her a lot of credit.
Yeah, she's a nice person.
She's probably the favorite to win.
We'll see. It's going to be close.
Because people, isn't she in the building quite a bit? Over at Odyssey?
I don't think she is, actually.
Well, I hardly ever am. So nobody over there knows me. They may know my name, but they don't know, what, Bob? Who? That's the response to that.
I think Tommy Caster made the nominations.
All right. Well, there was a day when we were in that building every day.
Yeah. Several years ago.
And we went to work, and we had a good time. I got to sit down almost every day with Jack Oliver and most days with Ted Woodward, and we got to catch up. And now these human connections. You know, if the studio at Odyssey was over on this side of town, that's where I'd go to do the show. But it's not.
It's too far away.
It's way over there.
Yeah, nobody lives out there.
It's a 20-minute drive, at least, to and from. So if I can save 45 minutes out of my day by doing this show here, of course I'm going to do that.
Yeah, and it's almost an hour for me.
We're talking about me.
I don't care about you. Most predictable human being on earth.
Why so angry?
Not angry, but, I mean, get a shtick that is
I've got a shtick.
Updated.
That's what a shtick is.
Get a new one.
A shtick is predictable.
Get an updated shtick.
You don't want to disappoint people with an unpredictable shtick. A shtick is something I'm listening to Bob today. Listen to this, Eunice. He's going to do something here in a minute.
Next.
It's going to be a shtick. Listen. If I went outside the shtick, then I got nobody.
You can create a new act.
I don't want to create
reinvent
a new...
yourself. Nobody... I do every year.
You what?
I reinvent myself on this show every year. What will next year?
I see nothing that indicates that that's the case.
What will next year be, I wonder?
What were you last year?
This past year?
Yeah, 2023.
Extremely confident and irreverent.
In 23. What about 22?
No, 24 is what I was.
What were you in 23?
23, I was kind of moody.
And that's not in 24?
No, not at all.
22, what'd you do?
22, I was I kind of honed my comedic craft a little bit more.
What? You're delusional.
21, I boned up on football. I was kind of the football authority. 20, well, things went haywire.
You've not done much that I can tell to add to the quality of the show lately.
It's a growing repertoire that I possess. You'll miss it if you don't look for it.
Well, I think what you've done in 24 is become angrier. And I can't quite put my hand on the reason why.
Well, when you get gaslighted every day, then yeah, you get...
Who's gaslighted?
Well, you just did. You're telling me I'm angry. So now I got to feel like, am I angry? It's just mind games, and I'm not going to fall for it.
Well, you just did.
No, I didn't.
And it's not a mind game.
Maybe you've gotten a little angry.
I don't think I have. I think I'm not angry. I don't have anything to be really angry about. Yesterday, I had two coaches step down in League 42.
What'd they do that for?
I don't know. But those are the things you have to deal with on the fly, man. Fortunately, I put out a SOS, and it was answered.
You got some...
Yeah, and a couple guys stepped up and said, I'll coach.
Good.
And I appreciate that. I never will take that lightly. People who do that mean a lot to me and to League 42. So if you have an interest in coaching, get with me. You know how. You can email League42Wichita@gmail.com and we'll find a place for you. We're making good headway. We're good. We're in a good spot.
Good. Year 11 coming up?
Year 12, 11th on the field. We didn't play in 2020.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big.
It's a lot of years.
Did you ever think this would last this long? Be honest.
I don't know. I don't know that
Where's your right hand?
I don't know that I put a limitation on it.
When the idea first came out, and I'm 58 years old.
I don't know. Maybe I thought that it would last this long, but I didn't think you'd have a huge building. I didn't think you'd be renovating fields and putting turf. I don't think that was in my realm. But I don't know. It's just been a natural progression.
Well, you got to do all this.
I don't have experience with a nonprofit.
It's an experience. Let me tell you that. An experience unlike any other.
But I'm available to be on any board of any nonprofit.
No, you're not going to be on a board.
Why wouldn't I be?
Why would you be?
I mean, there are causes that are near and dear.
Go be on a board of Humane Society.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Do they have a board?
Get a hold of those folks.
Maybe I think I will.
Mark Eby. My wife can give you his direct number.
Oh, I can find it. But that'd be nice.
And maybe they can find a way for you to get involved with them.
Yeah,
that's
we'll see.
That's a passion for you.
Of course.
That seems to be a good fit for you. We'll see if you follow through.
Yeah, it's not whether I follow through or not. It's not about desire, right? It's about time, and we'll see.
Let me tell you something about time.
Yeah, but I still
if
have
it's
to.
Important? No, no. If it's important enough to you, you make time.
Right, but that means eliminating something, perhaps.
Right. Something
that's important,
like sleeping under your blankets.
Yeah, maybe, it was a nice blanket.
Maybe eliminate that.
I get good blankets for that very reason. So that
maybe eliminate that and do something for the community.
Is this not doing something for the community?
No, this isn't.
Really?
And you'll have I believe you'll have a desire to do that at some point.
I'm sure I will. I am still, I'll never have life completely figured out. I'll always hope to be moving forward in some way.
The only real thing you can do as a living person that matters is not writing a daily column, not being on the radio, not those things.
I disagree with that, but
trying to make a difference for others. That's really the only thing you can
do. Those things do make a difference for others.
They do, but you get paid big, not big, but you get, you know what I'm saying.
Right, but a lot of things that people get paid for still provide public service.
Is writing a daily column a public service?
Yes, if people enjoy it and it helps them get through their day and it makes them think and feel, then of course. Is it curing cancer? No.
My wife informs me that Mark Eby is no longer at the Humane Society. I was unaware. Thank you for that.
Well, somebody better be. I know people at the Humane Society. I'm good. I'll figure it out.
We do the best we can here. I didn't know he wasn't there.
Yeah, who knew?
But anyway, I don't view what I do here as a huge public service.
That's all it
is. I think people enjoy it.
But that's all it is. It's not a huge public service, but we wouldn't be on the air if we didn't entertain and make people feel good or whatever we do. This wouldn't exist. This is only for other people. We don't do this for us.
Well, speak for yourself.
I do it either.
There it is again.
I do. I'm doing it for me.
That shtick is so good.
It's one of the worst. No one's texted me either. That's
and right, because nobody agrees with
you. I was going to get back with somebody.
If we put the question out, do you want Bob to change his shtick?
80% would say yes.
Let's bring Max on.
Well, he's got to click all those buttons.
He's got to hit about 19 buttons.
We'll talk to him in 10 minutes.
Right.
And he's playing the game today,
of course.
Well,
he is going to play the game, so we'll just get to it when we play the game. But remind me to ask.
I hope we forget.
Well, there he is. Max, you with us?
I'm with you. I'm here. Tony was just telling me about the Rudd Center and your board problem.
Yeah, we're going to get that all figured out. Should yours truly, after 9 years of this show, should I try to change my shtick?
No.
There you go.
You are who you are.
Or should I continue to reinvent and add little elements every year that people obviously notice?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because
have you noticed any difference in Jeff?
Yeah, his sense of humor is drier and funnier. I like it.
Thank you.
Mm,
what a human being Max is.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, it gives you a compliment. All right, time for a break. We will play the game next. The Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, what's the game? And Max, it is time to.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. Jeff has a game. Max and I will compete to see who has the most knowledge in this particular area. What is the area?
Well, we got TV and movies is what is the category.
I should do well.
No, you won't.
What do you mean I won't?
It's a tough game.
Why do you make them so tough?
I don't know, because I've done a million games.
And people like simple games that they can play along with.
Yeah, that's true.
No, really. I'm not. Don't just blow that off.
I want to play the game. I don't need the comments from the contestants. I'll shut that down immediately.
What is it?
I'm going to first give you the television show in the year. You're going to tell me as much as you can. You're going to try to guess the network, the day, and the time that that show was on.
Can we do some cast members? Wouldn't that be more fun?
No. And then...
Well, to me it would.
Then name cast members. You're not getting any points for it. And then I will name a movie, and you're going to tell me the animal that was the main character.
Max, I think if you name a cast member, you should get a point for every cast member.
I don't care what you could
then
name.
You come up with the game. You good with that, Max?
Max, don't answer that, and I'll shut it down. We won't play a game.
Okay. What's the next next game?
Okay. Max, turn the music off. We're just going to make this a regular segment.
Just go.
Max, as defending champ, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first. Why not?
All right. Your television show is The Jeffersons, and the year is 1983-84, that television season. Just tell me the network, the day of the week, and the time it aired.
Sherman Helmsley and Isabel Sanford.
Minus two for Bob.
It was ABC.
Go ahead, Max.
It was ABC.
Nope. That's wrong.
Is it wrong? I thought it was ABC.
Keep going.
Because they spun off from All in the Family. All right, ABC.
Yeah, keep going.
ABC. Wrong. Were they? I want to say they were. They were Sunday night at 9.
9 what?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, what time zone?
Oh, Eastern.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We live in the Central time zone.
He lived in the East. He lived and that's the time the show came on. From now on, though, Max, I'll need you to guess in Central time, if at all possible. But you missed.
Can I go back and clean that up?
Well, he got
on CBS.
He got two correct, so he gets 2 points. Max, your movie is Babe.
A pig.
Gosh, that's so easy.
A pig.
Yeah, 3 points.
3 points?
He got two from the TV and one from the movie. Your television show from the year 1977-78 is Chips.
Eric Estrada.
Minus one.
Wow. Why do you keep naming the guys, Bob?
Because that's all he can do.
What's the question? What do I have to figure out?
You have to tell me the network, the day of the week, and the time.
Chips was on ABC.
Let's go.
The time?
The day and the time.
The day and the time.
Yeah.
Tuesdays at 7.
Incorrect. NBC Thursday at 8. Your movie is Black Beauty.
A horse.
There you go.
Sake.
You got 1 point.
Kind of a moron wouldn't know that.
Max, your television program is from the year 1990 and 91. The show is Coach.
Oh, Coach.
So easy.
The guy that's on who's on Young Sheldon. Coach.
Nobody cares.
I don't know. Tuesday night. I never watched Coach. NBC at 8 Central.
You get one.
ABC at 7 Central on Monday.
Not in 1990. It was on Tuesdays at 8:30.
That's...
And your movie is Racing Stripes.
So easy.
I don't know. A horse.
Incorrect.
You saw that? You saw that movie, Bob?
Sure I did. It's about dogs.
It's a zebra.
Nobody saw that movie.
1969-70. The Brady Bunch.
Robert Reed, Florence Henderson, Maureen McCormick.
Minus three. You're...
Eve Plume.
Minus four.
Barry something.
Minus five.
Don't give me minus. This isn't
the game.
That should be the game.
It's not. And nobody,
I'm giving the listeners what they want.
Nobody cares. Everyone knows Florence Henderson was in the Brady Bunch.
Next.
What year they go okay, the Afro
you're,
Bob?
You're done.
What network?
Network Day and Time. Quit acting like you don't know.
ABC. No. Yeah, ABC. Tuesdays at 7.
That was Friday, wasn't
it? ABC Fridays at 7.
Well, I got two right.
You get 2 points. Your movie is Babar.
Babar?
Babar.
Are these movies people saw?
Everybody knows what Babar is.
No, people don't know Babar. It had a long snout. but an elephant.
Yeah.
Babar
Bui. All of a sudden, it's 4-4. Max, 1980-81, the great, what was that guy? Ed Asner, starring in Lou Grant.
Why are you giving us the people who were in
because
it?
Because that's not
I
the
like
question.
I like to name the people.
Good. I'm going to name all the stars in the next one.
CBS. Yes. CBS, Thursday night, 8:30 Central.
Oof. You get one. It was on CBS.
Sunday nights.
Monday.
No.
Monday, 9 p.m. Your movie is Andre.
Did anybody see these? Andre the Giant. I don't know. A dog.
Andre was a seal.
Sorry, Max. Nobody saw Andre.
I made a Facebook group about it a long time ago. Bob. 1997-98, The Nanny.
Fran Drescher. The Nanny was on CBS on Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
Incorrect. It was on CBS, but it was on Wednesdays at 7.
How are we supposed to remember that?
You're not. Happy Feet is the movie.
Happy Feet.
Yes.
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet. A
penguin.
That's correct.
Penguin. Quack,
Bob has taken the lead.
Quack, quack.
Max, from...
Did you see Happy Feet, Bob? Just tell me.
No, but I knew that movie. It was a pretty popular movie. Mm. But I haven't seen it, but I knew it was about a penguin.
Huh.
Max, from somehow 20 years ago, the show Desperate Housewives from 2004, 2005.
That's so easy.
Friday nights.
Wrong.
9 Central. I never watched Desperate Housewives.
Wrong.
Network?
ABC.
That's correct.
Got that. ABC Sunday night.
It was on Saturday nights back then.
No, it wasn't.
And he got the time
correct.
It was
never on Saturday night.
In 04-05 it was. Max, you're...
But that's not where it made it. That's not where it's made its home.
Don't care. Max...
This is the dumbest game you've ever come up with.
Max, your movie is Flipper.
Oh,
a dolphin.
Yeah, I gave him that just for you.
With Sandy and...
If you're going to complain, I'm going to give him easy ones.
Although the first one didn't... The first movie didn't have Bud.
Be quiet for a minute, Max.
Bob, from 1987 and 88, the show is Married with Children.
Oh, I love that show.
Sunday, Fox, 7 p.m.
Correct. All three correct. Your movie is Dunstan.
Wait a minute. Let's take a moment.
Don't care.
To talk about that.
No, you're supposed to get right answers. Your movie is Dunstan Checks In.
Dunstan Checks In.
Yeah.
A monkey.
I'll give it to you. It's an orangutan, but we'll give it to you.
That's a monkey.
Max.
Technically.
From 1972.
What's the score, by the way? I got to be blowing this thing open.
10-8.
Oh. You're cheating again.
Max, from 1972-73, the hit show Sanford and Son.
Oh, NBC. So what would it be here? 7:30 Central.
What?
NBC.
What day?
Oh, Sanford is on.
I'll never forget this.
Thursday
my
night?
Dad's favorite show.
Thursday night?
That's not correct.
It is not correct. You did get the network. Came on Fridays at 7.
Gosh, I would have gotten that one.
Your movie is Free Willy.
An orca. A whale.
Yeah.
I mean, you're giving him the slam dunk.
I am, yes.
Why?
Because you're complaining, and he's not. Bob, from 2012-13, hilarious show, New Girl.
New Girl.
Yeah.
That was on Tuesdays at 7 on, was that Fox 2? Fox.
Yeah, that's correct. Mondays at 8. Your movie. What's a tough one here?
Why are you giving me the tough ones?
I didn't get that.
Your movie is Beethoven.
A dog.
Yeah. See, I gave you an easy one. You happy? Max.
All right, final round.
We'll go as many
no,
as
we can. No, this is it. This is the final round.
Max, from 19.
What's the score going into the final round?
I don't know.
No, we want to know that. That's why we play.
12 to 10.
I did a triple.
Max.
I'm ahead.
From 1964-65, Bonanza.
Easy.
Oh, Sunday nights.
Easy.
NBC.
Easy.
7 Central.
Wrong.
8. Your movie.
I mean, I'm dominating this game.
Your movie. Is it going to be an easy one? And it is Finding Nemo.
Oh, my God.
A fish.
I'll accept that.
Am I supposed to know what kind
of
fish?
So what's the score?
It's a clownfish. Max has 13. Bob, 12.
This is so rigged. Final one. Look at you. You're going down your list. You're finding the hardest one you can.
Yeah, none of them are that.
Instead of Bonanza.
None of them are that difficult.
I only knew Bonanza, Bob, because I just read Tim Matheson's book. That's the only reason why I knew it.
The next one is probably the most difficult.
The internet isn't.
Go.
No, it isn't. From 1984-85, Falcon Crest.
CBS. Nine p.m. Friday night.
Correct. Gosh dang it!
Look at that, Bob. Bob watching Falcon Crest. Who was in that, Bob? Was that
Donna Mills?
Yeah, Donna Mills.
Joe Collins.
Donna
Your
Mills
movie is Ted.
Donkey.
Nah. Oh, he's a talking
it's a teddy,
teddy
bear.
But I won.
You did.
You did, unfortunately.
Donna
Although
Mills was something.
Once I take away
Bob,
the points.
Play Misty for me.
Yes.
Once I take the points away that you lost by not following the rules, Max.
I surprised you with Falcon Crest, I'm sure.
A little bit. What show did it come on after?
Dallas.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then Knott's Landing was a part of all that stuff, too.
Might have been eventually, but not then.
All right, we'll take a break. Another winner. Another
Max,
dinner
Max
winner.
Max won.
Thank you all for listening and your support of me in these games. I wanted to mention the sadness that a lot of people are feeling about the passing of former Kansas State player and coach Dana Dimmel, who passed away in his sleep overnight. He had been a football coach for a long time after his playing career ended. He started as a graduate assistant at Kansas State in 1987. Was at K-State for about 10 years, concluded his run there as offensive coordinator, was really in on the ground floor of everything that Bill Snyder did to turn that program around. And then Dana went ahead and got a head coaching job at Wyoming, a head coaching job at Houston, returned to K-State for a time from 2009 to 2017. Long coaching career, still a young man at the age of 62, sad about the passing of Dana Dimmel. So wanted to get that mentioned. Aroldis Chapman headed to the Boston Red Sox on a 1-year deal.
He got a lot of money. I didn't.
He's been
weird.
Around forever.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
It's gonna be a weird case for him.
It's a weird case. There's been no one like him. But you remember when he came up with the Reds, which seems like I was a young person. When he came up with the Reds, we hadn't seen anybody who threw that hard.
Is this going to be his 20th year in the bigs?
Something like that. And he's still striking out a bunch of people. He's averaged 14 strikeouts per 9 innings throughout his career. There's been no diminished fastball. He's still hitting triple digits. How does that happen?
Well, it's diminished because when you start out throwing 106 and you throw 99, that's still pretty viable. And that's why he still
strikes. Is that your contribution?
14.8.
That's what I just said.
Strikeouts per 9. Yeah, I don't know. Is he a Hall of Famer?
He's an absolute Hall of Famer.
20.8 career WAR.
Innings pitched.
760.
Hits.
447.
I mean, think about that for a minute. Strikeouts.
1246.
You're answering your own question.
I mean, I think he is, but will voters?
Yes. He's one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball history. What's his career ERA? Now,
Billy Wagner's WAR is 27, and he's having tough time.
He's having a tough time. But he'll get in. Aroldis Chapman may not get in the first ballot. And the one thing that will hold him back is his command. He walks a lot of people.
And his off-the-field stuff.
Right, but he walks a lot of people. And that will be a hindrance. But, yes, he's a Hall of Famer.
I hope. I'd like him to be.
And so is the great Dick Allen, who's up for the Veterans Committee, and we'll find out this weekend, I believe, that Richie Allen, Dick Allen, formerly of the Phillies, where he made the biggest name, but went over to the Cardinals, had a good run in St. Louis, too.
He was a great player. I wish baseball did.
Who'd we trade for Dick Allen?
I wish baseball did what football does. If you were great in football, it didn't matter if you were great for 3 years or 10 years or 5 years or 20 years. Right? Terrell Davis is in the Hall of Fame. Tony Baselli's in. Gail Sayers. All these guys who didn't have long careers but obviously were great. We don't do that in baseball. Don Mattingly doesn't get to go to the Hall of Fame.
We do a little bit more of it now with the Veterans Committee. Dick Allen never got particularly close with the Riders, but he's going to get in. He's a former MVP. And he was, gosh, I want to find the trade the Cardinals. Where do I get? Why can't I just get to this stuff? Here it is.
Transactions right there.
Traded by the Phillies with Jerry Johnson and Cookie Rojas, former Royal.
Yeah.
To the Cardinals on October 7th, 1969 in the big trade for Byron Brown, Curt Flood. That's the one where Curt Flood said, no, I'm challenging the reserve clause. I'm not going to Philadelphia. This trade does not have my blessing.
How's the trade happen on October 7th?
Joe Horner and Tim McCarver. Curt Flood refused to report to his new team.
Can you explain that?
Which meant that the Cardinals then had to send Willie Montanez to the Phillies instead of Flood. And Willie Montanez had a pretty good run in Philadelphia.
Not as good as Curt Flood.
Not as good as Curt Flood, but a good player.
You didn't answer my question.
I don't know what your question is.
How can there be a trade on October 7th?
Because times were different then.
Wasn't that during the playoffs probably? Or
I don't know when it was.
There was no trade deadline?
There's no trade deadline. You find a trade you want to make, you make it. Willie Montanez had 1,600 hits in his career. Not bad.
It's pretty good.
It's good to remember Willie Montanez. Takes me back to another time.
Trade deadline has been in effect since 1986.
You make a trade. That was a blockbuster trade. Getting Dick Allen over to St. Louis was huge.
Yeah.
And I was a very happy 14-year-old boy.
Probably felt like he was a future Hall of Famer.
When that happened. The Cardinals, only 1 year in St. Louis. Then they traded him to the Dodgers. And I believe that was for Reggie Smith.
Might have been.
No, it wasn't. He was traded to the Dodgers for Ted Sizemore.
What's so funny?
Sizemore was a good player, but not even he's not Dick Allen.
Well, Dick Allen, he was not well beloved by a lot of his teams.
He was only in L.A. for a year. They traded him to the White Sox for Tommy John.
That's a big one.
So this guy was involved in some interesting trades. All right, I'd love to talk about that for another 2 hours. I know our listeners would love to hear me break down
the
Dick Allen trades.
Give us one more.
No, I don't have any more.
That was it?
Traded by the Braves for Barry Bonnell.
Huh.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooks, KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.